Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Shoreline Players of Oscoda, Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
I'm hanging in there.
Glad to have you on with us. Yeah, I know it becomes a busy time of the year for you guys. You got a big event coming up this weekend. It starts Friday night. You got the big Christmas in New York show coming up this weekend.
Yeah, this is going to be quite something. This is our 10th anniversary of the Community Christmas Show. It's hard to believe it's been that long. The show started out as a way for us to kind of give back to the community for all the support we get throughout the year. So this is a free admission show.
Nice.
I won't kid you. We take up a little offering for the kids program, but there's no cost to walk through the door. And it's just going to be a phenomenal show again this year. It's a variety style show. Clearly holiday-themed, let me tell you. I think last night we finished putting up the last light bulb, and there's probably, I would say, at least between 30,000 and 40,000 Christmas lights.
Wow! Oh, man, yeah, so you have been busy, and well-received show. No doubt about that. As you mentioned, you're into your 10th year, and it sounds like this year's show is going to be just as good as the previous nine.
Absolutely. It's fun to hear the stories because it's kind of become a tradition, a holiday tradition for many people in our community now to come to the show. I get people asking me in November, you're doing the Christmas show, you're doing the Christmas show, right? So, and we've got some of our regular performers coming back, which makes it fun too. We've got some new performers, we've got some folks that have been with us throughout the years doing the show, so it's going to be a great show.
Now, it's taking place Friday and Saturday nights, right?
Friday and Saturday. Our first 2 years, we did just one show, and we were standing room only.
Oh, wow.
So we expanded to two shows on year three to make sure that we could kind of get everybody in who wanted to be coming to see the show and have everybody comfortable and safe and not too crowded. So,
sure.
And as always, this year's show, of course, I call them my shining stars. Our Shoreline Players Youth Drama Association will be doing A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we have a great bunch of kids. There's 19 kids performing in this show.
Neat.
So ranging in age from, I believe, our youngest is like 9 or 10,
wow,
all the way up to 18.
That's awesome.
So it's been they're a great group of kids, and they've been rehearsing for the past, I think it's been about 5 weeks now. And we've got several singers. We've had throughout the years our master of ceremony, of course, J.D. Hawk.
Of course, yeah.
We'll be taking you on this Christmas journey with us. And we'll have a few folks who've sang for us before. Tim Curtis will be back singing. And then a couple folks that people may have just seen for the first time in Hats Off to Broadway. We have Renee Diener and Eric Joseph and Liberty and Diane. And we're excited. We have the Sweet Adeline's Northern Blend Chorus back with us this year. And on Saturday's show, we have the Wavelength Quartet, which is also from the Northern Blend Chorus. And something that everybody, I think, has really grown to expect as part of this show, we have our Holiday Light Show.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, I know that's always a big part of the show and a fan favorite.
Well, and this year I believe there will be two, possibly three light shows throughout the show.
Nice.
Because the big 10th anniversary, and of course, you know, we've got every building in our little New York set there lit up.
Of course.
And so there's a lot of work going on the light shows right now, and every year he kind of likes to introduce a new element.
Oh.
And this year will be no exception, and I think people will be absolutely just amazed at what they've done with the light shows this year.
Excellent. And just come to the door, right? What times are the doors open on Friday and Saturday night?
Absolutely. They can get into the building about 6:15, and doors to the auditorium will open at 6:40.
All right.
Is first come, first serve seating, general admission seating. But like I said, since we've expanded to two shows, we're usually, just under a full house both nights, so it works out well. Everybody's safe and comfortable. That's what we like.
Boy, no doubt about that. Now, those are Friday and Saturday night. Then you got another event Sunday afternoon. This is another annual event for you guys.
This has also become a tradition for us. Once we decorate the house,
Yeah.
Just like at home.
Of course.
It's hard to want to not do more with it. So I want to say it's about 4 or 5 years back. We opened our doors on the Sunday after the Christmas show to Area 31 Special Olympics.
Yeah.
And this year, we will have them back in our house on Sunday afternoon, and they are doing their annual holiday talent show, and the performance begins at 4 o'clock, And again, this is another free holiday event.
Sure, yeah.
So you can come out and cheer these wonderful performers on, enjoy the Christmas atmosphere that you're just surrounded by in our house. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful afternoon.
Sounds like it. It sounds like a wonderful weekend. And I would imagine if they want to learn more about the Christmas in New York Friday and Saturday night or the talent show Sunday afternoon, they could go visit your website and Facebook page.
Absolutely. And they can give us a call at 739-3586.
Sounds good. From the Shoreline Players, Sue Miller. Sue, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.